a divine arrival, a whale shark sacrifice on the shores of Gaza. In a time of profound suffering, when Gaza's people grapple with hunger, blockade, trauma, and shattered hope, the stranding of a whale shark on its coast appears not merely as a biological anomaly, but as a miracle, a divine gift, a sign from Allah in the darkest hour. This was no ordinary sea creature. The whale shark, Rhynchodon typus, is the world's largest fish, by length and mass, a gentle giant of the oceans. Though often called a whale shark, it is not a cetacean but a shark, the largest living shark species, a majestic being that filters water rather than preys upon large animals. Its sheer size evokes awe and authority, making its appearance all the more profound. Yet, the stranding of a whale shark is almost unheard of. Unlike whales or dolphins, which sometimes strand, for multiple causes, whale shark strandings are extremely rare. Scientific compilations record only 107 documented strandings globally over 1980 to 2021, approximately 2.5 per year on average. Even in those reports, many are partial strandings, carcasses discovered by chance, or remote beachings in tropical regions. What compounds the improbability in this case is location. There is no known resident whale shark population in the Mediterranean Sea. The species is a tropical to subtropical one. While individual wanderers have occasionally penetrated into realms of the Mediterranean, those are exceptional, not established. Crucially, no credible record existed before of a whale shark stranding on any Mediterranean coast. This Gaza event stands as the first documented whale shark stranding in Mediterranean history. If one were to hazard a crude statistical framing, imagine this: the Mediterranean's coastline spans 46,000 km. A whale shark, by sheer chance, could have washed ashore anywhere along those many thousands of kilometers. Yet instead, it landed on Gaza's 40 km stretch of coast, a sliver, barely 1/1000th of the total perimeter. If strandings were uniformly random, which they're not, the chance of landing on Gaza rather than elsewhere is on the order of 46,000.000087, or 0.087%, less than 1 in 1,000. But that number is generous. In truth, strandings are much more likely in the tropical seas where whale sharks live, and virtually impossible in the Mediterranean context. Using the documented 2.5 global strandings/year and spreading them across all of Earth's coasts or Mediterranean coasts is overly simplistic. The actual probability that in this moment, under these conditions, a whale shark would be guided onto Gaza's small coastline is, in effect, approaching zero. Yet here it is. More than mathematics, what gives this event its power is timing and context. Gaza is under siege. Despite proclamations of ceasefire, Israel continues to block humanitarian aid from entering the Strip. People are starving, hospitals are collapsing, daily life is reduced to the barest struggle. In such a moment, a cold black sea rises up with a creature of myth, offering itself to the shore. It reads like a message: you are not forgotten. You are seen. Nature itself bends to give. There is an old Cree legend told in the far northern forests that in times of deep famine, when no food could be found and the people were at their weakest, a lone moose would come forward to offer itself, not as prey, but as a sacred gift, a voluntary sacrifice so that life could continue. The animal's body was nourishment, but its spirit was something greater, a message that even the wild would answer when humanity was on the edge. So too may we now understand what has happened on Gaza's shore. The whale shark, a creature of peace, a solitary giant, has made its way across seas where it does not belong, to a place where it has never been recorded, and come ashore when the need is greatest. Not for attention. Not for spectacle. But as a message, or perhaps a prayer in flesh, from Allah and from creation itself. May that gift be remembered, honored, and become a turning point, spiritually, morally, and in the world's conscience, so that the people of Gaza may see not only suffering, but the possibility of renewal.